Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha, it's Lani Ka'a'a here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha!
And I'm in studio for Danny Yamashiro, who's unable to be here today. We're blessed and thankful that he's loaned his position for a minute to us, that we might be able to do this. We welcome you to the Good Life Radio Show. We're here to help you unleash your God-given purpose. How do you keep yourself passionate about serving God and others year after year? Through increase, decrease, seasons of planting, seasons of harvest. Our special guest today, Pastor Rod Shimabukuro, involved in ministry for many years as a part of the senior leadership of New Hope Oahu, has persevered through many challenges, triumphs, wilderness seasons, times of chaos, and seasons of peace, and has always led with heart, passion, humor, and humility. We pause to remind you the reason we have this show, The Good Life Radio. It's to lead you to Jesus Christ. There is always hope in Him. There is always refreshing in Him, no matter what you are going through. He died on the cross for our sins, yours and mine. He shed His blood. He was buried and raised on the third day. And today, He is calling you. Pastor Rod has been in ministry for over 35 years, shepherding and leading a variety of ministries. He has led children's, youth, college, community, missions, discipleship, small groups, worship and the arts, and has assisted and consulted a number of church planters. He has been the lead pastor of New Hope Manoa since January of 2015. Rod and his wife Becky have been married for over 34 years and have three grown children, Kai, Koa, and Malia. Pastor Rod, welcome to the show.
Aloha and welcome. You're reading all that. I'm like, is that me?
That's you.
I love it.
I'm exhausted a little, you know, just, yeah, that is just an amazing resume for the Lord.
No, it's good to be here. Thank you.
First of all, thank you for serving this many years. Thank you so much. We want to talk a little bit about that today. Mm-hmm. You've been in ministry leadership for so many years, 35, over 35, in so many capacities. When were you first called?
You know, that's an interesting question, because I always have described, when people ask that, having been in sort of clergy ministry and in, you know, church ministry, that I don't know exactly when. I felt like I was put on God's sort of escalator, and I just stepped on it, and then he guided. So it was just gradual, growing desire to just want to help people after God transformed my life, and then just growing as a disciple, wanting to help others. So, but yeah, just I sensed this, just wanting to help within the church, outside of the church, be this Christian that just is used of the Lord. Right. So it was sort of, I received the Lord in 81, and so you got married in 85. So, I mean, it was somewhere, maybe after I was married, my wife was the one that was somewhere in the mid-80s. You know, I started going to Bible, just attending Bible classes, Bible Institute, Bible college, but never this like, oh, I'm going to be in the ministry. I just felt like I've been in the ministry just of life, you know.
So. So really just a obedient heart.
Yeah.
Just available. That's the word that comes to my mind. Just available for whatever the call is, from janitor to speaker to, you know, community leader, no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. And I really do feel like that's been my heart, as much opportunity as I feel like I've been afforded and given open doors for, I mean, you know, quote unquote, larger ministries. It's, I feel like the Lord just graciously you know, poured in that heart even to this day, like just be available. Just like you said, just be available and try to be willing, obedient, and serve sort of wherever, you know.
Yeah. Did you say you went to a Bible college?
I did. I went to a couple of Bible institutes.
Where were those?
The Bible Institute was here in Hawaii when I first received the Lord. It was with the Assembly of God. And then moving to Kansas, after getting married, my wife's from Kansas City, we moved there. And I worked full-time and just went to a part-time Bible college. Well, the Bible college is full-time, but I was going part-time, of course. Mm-hmm. And that was affiliated with a church. They had a Bible college, and it was a church planting kind of thing. So there in Kansas City.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. So you go to Kansas and you you receive so much and you learn so much. When was that first step into a leadership role in a ministry?
So I was leading as a volunteer. Kind of shortly after I got there, the church was a church that my wife's family was a part of. It's a fairly large church, upwards to 3,500 to 4,000, and it had the Bible college. So I was, you know, taking classes and then serving, beginning to serve, just be available, just start serving where, you know, there's needs or where I felt like I could contribute. And then I was asked to lead some ministries as a volunteer. And so if you're talking about more the clergy pastoral call, that came in 89-90, so about 3 or 4 years after, you know, we got there, and you know, they probably saw some faithfulness and stability and steadiness, and so that was sort of the entry where the senior pastor asked me to apply, actually, and then I did, and the Lord opened the door.
So. And you walk through this first door of leadership and ministry, and I'm sure it was exciting. You know, I'm sure there was a lot of feelings of being overwhelmed. But what was your greatest challenge when you took on that first role?
Oh, my. So it was a fairly large... I came from... I mean, I feel like I'm still this Kaimuki Palolo boy. When I received the Lord, you know, in 81, it was a smaller 100, 125 member church. Not that that's bad or not, but so just the contrast and being in the Midwest, so large. And then it was a larger 3,500, you know, member church. And so the overwhelming part of it on one hand was the size and the responsibility. I entered into I first became a children's pastor. So there's 600 children. Like 600 kids from pre-K through sixth grade was that, you know, the ministry range. So I was there and I had, you know, been growing, you know, in the church, et cetera. So I was familiar with the size of the church. But to answer your question, I think the thing that really comes to mind, I think the biggest challenge was myself, the insecurities, overcoming just aspects of who I thought I wasn't or was. And so it's that internal battle. I think it was a huge challenge because a lot of support, a lot of encouragement, training, et cetera. He will train you because I was green, you know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, that we always say God doesn't call the qualified. Mm-hmm. He qualifies the called. Mm-hmm. So when you're in this capacity, you're young. Yeah. Did you have children yet at that point?
No, not at that.
And you have no children, but you're leading the children's ministry.
You're deciding if you're going to have children. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
I adopted 600 kids.
So God gives you 600 children of all ages and says, learn how to be a leader to volunteers, but also a father to 600 kids,
right? Yeah.
And develop a pathway for their spiritual growth, right?
Right.
Give us a couple great, you know, moments in that first experience in children's ministry in Kansas City.
Wow, that's a good question. I think specifically entering into the leadership role as the equipper and teacher. So our program was geared to, of course, keeping their attention. So there's dramas, there's puppets, there's, I mean, there's all, and there's games and fun and wild games and, you know, whipped cream pies. I mean, so it, but yet control, trying to keep a controlled atmosphere. But I think just some highlights right as it entered in was just being a part of seeing the joy.
Yes.
On these kids' faces, of course, learning and growing how to teach and equip, or, you know, the range from pre-K to sixth grade. And we have a couple different programs, so basically kindergarten through sixth grade. But, yeah, just having the experience of eyes lighting up, humor, and then getting to know the children who, especially coming from broken situations, knowing that, they're laughing. They're for this moment. God is doing something in their hearts, you know, that's giving them joy and surrounding them with grace and
love. Were you also responsible for training your staff?
I was.
There's just that and little tiny other aspect and recruiting.
There's volunteers and
exactly.
Yeah, definitely a challenge. And working with parents,
right?
Because I had that heart of a spiritual father, knowing that I'm a steward alongside of moms and dads, and single moms and single dads, and obviously in you know, with that many children and that many families represented, there's just a host of situations, right? Family situations, so. But yeah, coming alongside of the parents, equipping, but also saying, "Hey, come in, be involved alongside of your kid, right? Don't just drop them off,
and run,
let me take them for 1 hour."
So good, you know. We're gonna take a quick break here, but you speak and I see that we're talking about God's grooming of a pastor, of a leader for his kingdom. And it is so fitting that he starts us with the children who are forgiving, who are grace-filled,
so true.
Who are not judgmental, so who take us as we are, so that we can have that time to learn how to stand up in leadership.
So good.
For greater ministry work. And I just, you know, applaud God because he had started you in a place that I'm sure has resonated in ministry after ministry after ministry for 35 years. We're going to come back with Pastor Rod, hear more of his story. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here with my co-host Suzanne Maurer. We're here with a special guest, Pastor Rod Shimabukuro. We'll continue our discussion in a moment on his amazing life as a leader in the ministry. If you'd like, though, to hear the entire program from start to finish today, or share it, which is even a better idea, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com where you can listen to it again, you can download it, you can share it on social media. And so we encourage you to do that. But we go back now to Pastor Rod, and we were just talking about his very first leadership ministry with 600 kids, a husband without kids of his own, given 600, along with many volunteers and parents looking for leadership and advice and counsel and support. He's now the senior pastor of New Hope Manoa. If you want to know more about that, you can go to newhopemanoa.tv. But he's been there for the past 4 years, and he's also served in many different roles in the church. At the beginning, we talked about it. Besides children, he's been in the youth ministry, college ministry, discipleship, small groups, worship, the arts. He sings, he dances, he does whipped cream. He entertains, but he also speaks the truth in a spirit-filled way, and
he oozes joy
and hope, so and encouragement, and for those of you who don't know him, it better your life to get to know him. Mm-hmm. But here you're in children's ministry, and God has better and bigger, not better, but bigger and different roles for you as you are available. Mm-hmm. So tell us about a role you were called to that was most challenging to accept and to walk through.
From then till now, you mean?
From then. Pick one, anyone.
Pick one. I will choose a role that Pastor Wayne asked me to step into New Hope Oahu to lead, to shepherd what we called our front lines or creative arts ministries. Mm. And so at the time, and I went in and assessed, and I like to get to know who's there and how many and all that, but there's upwards to 433 volunteers. Wow. Some of them, a couple of staff there, but 433 of those front lines, creative arts, musicians, vocals, and then includes lights, tech, sound. But entering into that role... Sorry, guys. Yeah, any of you listening? Not all of you are challenging, but you know who you were.
Pastor Wayne. No.
But, you know, I imagine I can, you know, you've got different people who are trying to do what the Lord's calling them to do and volunteering and sacrificing their time in order to achieve what they believe is God's work. Mm-hmm. But there is such a thing as structure and alignment, and you are called as that leader to create those structures and that alignment, mm-hmm. so that the larger body and the mission can be achieved. Mm-hmm. And so maybe in that there was this challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say it just because there, in in that season where I was asked to come in and serve and shepherd, there was a handful of things going on that were needing attention, mm-hmm. And people as well, which are included. And so I think you hit it on the head of the nail. I think that there's a lot of good structure, but I think continuing to implement or correct back to mm-hmm. a kind of structure. But mm-hmm. it's really the, you know, as Pastor Wayne has always put it so well in different ways, but it's the heart and the spirit. And so to go, and not that I had the best or even have, but, you know, I'm always trying to correct back. And that was part of my role, right, mm-hmm. as a shepherd, just to mm-hmm. help people correct back to the heart of our mission and mm-hmm. vision. But, it was certainly challenging because, I mean, just numerous kinds of challenges. But it comes down to sort of self and flesh, so to speak, as mm-hmm. we say. I mean, we all deal with sin, but I think when there's no shepherd, mm-hmm. that's what was lacking, mm-hmm. is some shepherds that would mm-hmm. be able to say, I encourage you this mm-hmm. way, but I also, hey, let me speak into your heart. Mm-hmm. If I'm the leader of this and you're a part of this, let me guide you. Mm-hmm. And then there's rebuke and corrections. Yeah.
I so want to dig deeper into that.
Oh, okay.
And not on a level that is dishonoring of anyone mm-hmm. or any denomination or any church, but as a leader in ministry and you're working with the volunteers, how do you, in love, bring people back into alignment? You talk about that. There's mm-hmm. different things. And as a leader, I'm sure you have learned mm-hmm. what works. I don't know if works is the right word, but what do you do when you're faced with needing to bring alignment to mm-hmm. a group or a person, or what have you learned?
Yeah, there's, again, a couple of things that come to my mind, not that it's in the right order, but I need to know and seek out the counsel of God through his word, right? What's mm-hmm. what's truth? Mm-hmm. What's truthful principle? And we can go on and on about, or I can go on and on. But also what's super critical to me, and I've always felt this in my church ministry life, is I need to represent the office of my senior pastor, mm. and I need to know what sort of the truths are, what are the standards, what's the vision, what's the mission, mm. etc. And if I can represent his heart, or if I can represent the office of the senior pastor mm. in such a way that is aligned with the heart of God and mm-hmm. the truth and principles of his word. And it, because, different leaders, they're all different. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's super important to be an armor bearer and to align and then move forward with, what I need to do mm-hmm. when it comes to mm-hmm. guidance, correction, discipline. And of course, with that, it goes without saying, but it's just a constant reminder of the Spirit to cry out to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And there's been many, through turmoil, through tumultuous sort of relationships, strife, division, Lord, just really crying out to the Lord mm-hmm. In prayer. So Spirit of God, of course, the Word of God, alignment with my pastor mm-hmm. In that way. And then it makes for a smoother route towards helping that person to become all they can be in Christ, right? Mm-hmm. Because not who I want them to be. I can see the Word of God shaping, but just mm-hmm. helping them to realize mm-hmm. God wants to transform you. And so I've always approached it, hey, look, through every situation, God's transforming me. Mm-hmm. I'm not, mm-hmm. I'm not no super leader. I don't know it all, mm-hmm. but I'm trying to follow God's word and his principle. And so just trying to convey that mm. with a spirit of humility and grace mm. and love, and yet be strong and confident mm. in knowing, mm. no, look, we mm-hmm. cannot compromise mm-hmm. this, mm-hmm. right? This mm-hmm. area. Again, there's so many areas and people and situations coming to my mind, but that's kind of the That's good. Basis. Yeah. Yeah.
And my guess is, Rod, people working with you know your heart, and they know that the very place you just described to us is where you're coming from.
Yeah, I believe that, and for the most part, I think that was true. But yeah, there's certainly times where people didn't, whether I failed to convey that or because of the lack of relationship that I may have had with that person, where we couldn't, you know, they couldn't really know.
Well,
the
spiritual battle.
Right, exactly.
That is a part of
it. Oh, and that, again, that's a huge, you know, component and part of it too. But
yeah. You have walked through so many of these seasons of conflict, but you've also had seasons of great joy and great celebration for the Lord for things that He has done. We're going to take a quick break, but I want to hear some of those as well, because as you know, as we lead in the ministry, the struggle is real. The Lord said there would be struggle, but He also promised joy in the journey. And if we do not honor and glorify the joy, then this is just going to be a very sad story. So we want to spend time giving God the glory for the joy of being a leader in His ministry.
Yes.
Keep with us. When we come back, we're going to talk a lot more with Pastor Rod Shimabukuro. If you'd like to know more about him, he's at www.newhopemanoah.tv.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here, sitting in for Danny Yamashiro today with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, and our special guest, Pastor Rod. Pastor Rod is with New Hope Manoa, has been there for about 4 years. He leads a relatively young church, 12 years old, I believe, and has the privilege of leading others to the Lord every Sunday. His teachings are filled with spirit-filled truth, humor, humility. His style is both disarming and encouraging. We were talking in the last set about some of the challenges of leadership, but we also want to hear a lot about some of your favorite ministry leadership moments and times when God's presence, you just knew that he was being glorified and that your work was pleasing to him. Talk about that.
Wow. I've got like two ends of the spectrum in that. One side is just being a part of a leadership team with Pastor Wayne and being, you know, on the executive team, and then just filtering down, just communicating, shepherding the vision, et cetera, and the challenges that go, because it's so, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of moving parts, and then people require, and people and shifts and changes, but a joy, just because it's maybe part of my gift and passion, is to be able to lead and communicate and then to see things come into fruition, right? Like these, some of the outreaches I got to be a part of. I don't know if that's too general for you, but it just so much joy when you're able to fulfill and it comes to pass, not without struggle and trial and that kind of thing, but to see outreaches and various, you know, community and even within the church ministry, things that come together and that they're fruitful for the Lord. And yet, okay, on the other side, like the incredible joy is sort of coming through what we talked about earlier. It's like the joy of seeing someone transform because they were guided. It's not all my words, et cetera, but the influence that, you know, that quote-unquote God would use me in that situation, and seeing a life changed, not for the betterment of the church or for the ministry, like we're trying to keep people in, you know, because there can be that motive, and but to see people just change and transform in that way after being corrected or guided through their challenge or situation. So that, and there's, you know, handful of people I'm thinking of now, just, wow, they come through marriages, counseling, you know, that way. And just, no greater joy than to hear my children are walking in truth, right? Yeah. First John. Yeah. It's like, wow.
Yeah. Well, and you know, there's this saying that you can't take it with you when you die. Mm-hmm. You can't take it with you. But yes, you've just described we can take it with us, with the people that God allows us to share him with.
Right.
And there's no greater compliment, no greater joy than to know that for someone to come back and say thank you. Through you, I have had salvation in Christ. I mean,
right.
It's just indescribable.
That's good. Right. That's good.
After all the striving and all the tears and prayers and sleepless nights worry, right?
You're bringing
Am
me
I
back?
Doing the right thing, Lord?
Yes. People would ask, I mean, some, you know, staff I'm overseeing, and we're working through things, and we're and it's there's some grueling aspects of it, and it's like, people want to quit, volunteers or volunteer leaders, staff people, and they ask me, don't you ever feel like this? Because they, you know, they see someone who's, you know, I'm trying to be steady and grace-filled and loving and a good leader. So I put on that faith. Don't you ever feel like, I'm like, maybe every other day I put in my resignation. But don't tell Pastor Wayne that. If I'm going to speak reality, it's like, you're going to question, is this like worth it?
Yeah.
But we're talking about the church, right? The body of Christ. Right. These are people, no matter how big or how many. But yeah, that can be the challenging thing too. And you just have a heart for people. It's like, oh God, there's so many. You know, even within the church that are just, hey, we're human being transformed. So,
what is your secret to keeping in it, keeping passion, having exhausted and drained at the end of every day, and then showing up the next day? What's that secret?
Okay, I could go the next hour talking about my wife, not just because I want to, you know, oh my goodness, cry thing. I mean, so there's no secret for me, just, you know, going home, having, you know, my wife homeschooled the kids when we moved back to Hawaii after the Kansas City ministry, just through all the seasons of change and transition, and even within New Hope Ministry. Mm-hmm. I counted 18 different leadership transitions within the last 19 years. And it's not a bad thing. It's just there's just much in a thriving ministry like New Hope. And so it's the stability of my wife. I was telling Suzanne earlier, I'm like, wow. I mean, I'm out there, I'm on stage or this, and we're out with the people, and I'm going running, just for her to put up, but her stability has been my inspiration, and just, you know, the intimacy in our relationship. Mm-hmm. Again, not, I can tell you war stories, and I'm the war within our story.
You're the storm.
I really am. I'm 99. I do. I just honestly confess that and believe I'm 99% of the issue. I really am. But that she's really been super, super, super huge in the fruitfulness of ministry. You know, what people see is because of, an intimacy that I feel like I have and want to continue to develop. So that's, you know, a big part of it. But my covenant with Becky is just monstrously huge. What people see. So I hope that makes sense. But yeah,
absolutely.
It's such a special gift, though.
It is
because it isn't the case in way too many cases. And so, for the two of you to be of one heart partnering in ministry like this is just a precious, invaluable gift.
Mm-hmm. I hear you, and I feel the same as Suzanne in that. It is a special union when that can be your answer.
Mm-hmm.
I actually wasn't expecting that as your answer, but wow, I'm blown away by that. Mm-hmm. So good. So good.
Well, I've got lots of other answers.
That is the one.
So much.
I have to say, Lonnie, Rod was so gracious to allow Lucy Liedemeyer to share again at New Hope last Sunday.
Oh, it's a blessing.
And it makes me think of Charlie and Lucy. Mm. I mean, if ever there was a couple that's one, it was them. And yet you and Becky are seemingly so very much like that. Mm. And that is just priceless.
Mm. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Yeah, so and thank you, Jesus. Yeah, and what a...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm speechless. Yeah.
So you're pastoring at this large mega church, ministry after ministry with your family, your wife. And then 2015 comes, and a new assignment. You're going to move away from the mothership to a much smaller community-based environment. You're now the senior pastor of a community church.
Mm-hmm.
How has that been?
Well, you know, at first it was, like, honestly, internally rough while keeping, you know, again, just trying to, for the sake of the people, not trying to be fake, but trying to put on faith, right? I said, the Lord spoke to me years and years ago, and I've just kept this because I feel like the enemy say, oh, you're fake, you're smiling. You know, I try to be... you know, genuine and in smile and this people person and leader and the Lord spoke to me after that like accusation of being fake. Rod, I've put in your heart a spirit of faith, and you are faithing it, not faking it. I'm like,
good.
Yes. Ever since, like, years, and I'm like, so I am. And I do. That's helped me, because at times I feel fake. I'm having to put on, or, you know, wear a mask, smile. I do, but okay, why am I? Because I'm faithing it for the sake of the people. And so initially it was to answer your question, yes. Initially it was little rough, and then I entered into this transforming kind of season. So a lot of that was internal. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. If I were honest with you, well, I'm going to be honest with you, just real quick. So the transition was good and was needed. Mm-hmm. It seemed like for all of us. So it's good and was a God thing. Mm-hmm. I said yes right away. Oh. And even that transition and then it took another 5 months due to some circumstances. Mm-hmm. But I was ready. Mm-hmm. Right. And, but looking back, the biggest, toughest thing was, again, internal. And the Lord was like just pruning and purging some internal. It's amazing how my heart, it drifted towards applause, the largeness, the size. So I'm talking about stage, applause, people, the recognition. Mm. And I've always felt like been a humble, outgoing, but yet humble, I want this gracious heart, etc. I feel like that's from God, right?
Amen.
But it's at the same time. So that's what I was fighting. Mm. But people didn't know that, except my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then a couple others just in small groups. Sure. So it was a tough transition that way. Yeah.
Yeah. I see that.
Yeah.
I see that. And, there's, I look at your whole span, 600 kids in a ministry in your beginnings, and we're back to a smaller environment, mm-hmm. maybe right. 600, I don't know. But that experience of going to the large group,
mm-hmm.
Back to us, but the difference is not in size.
Mm-hmm.
The impact we make doesn't matter. What matters is the work that you do with the one person and mm-hmm. the one family and the one child yeah. and the one volunteer,
right.
which yeah. permeates so out, right?
So
I want to come back and get back to talking a little bit about ministry leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Advice, your thoughts,
mm-hmm.
the passion that you have. We want to share that because so many in leadership are in a dry season. And they could use a word of encouragement. So when we come back, we'll join in again.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha Lani Ka'a here with my co-host Suzanne Maurer and our special guest, Pastor Rod Shimabukuro of New Hope Manoa. He's been there now almost 5 years. If you want to know more about him or the church, go to www.newhopemanoa.tv. So many great things going on, and we've learned so much about your walk as a leader in the ministries that you've had. I think you recently just shared with us 18 different leadership transitions in 19 years or something. 19. That's like one a year. but you've been at Manoa now for 4 years, mm-hmm. and growing that church, pastoring as the senior pastor. You not only do that with as a senior pastor, but you've also helped other pastors who plant churches, mm-hmm. Been a mentor to them, and really watched the gospel go out throughout mm-hmm. our state mm-hmm. through small and big and new plants mm-hmm. all over. First of all, thank you for being an example thank to you. That. When you start working with a new pastor or a pastor who has been called to plant that new church, what is your advice? What do you tell them?
Oh, boy. you know, one of the first sort of general things that I begin either sharing or asking questions mm-hmm. about, but it's about intimacy with Jesus, intimacy with the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and what their relationship looks like, and just encouraging, you know, sustaining your relationship, because that's out of the overflow, obviously, you know, of all of our hearts. Our relationship with God is going to be primary, and so I'm encouraging. I'm trying to encourage the person in that particular arena mm-hmm. and just finding out, because everyone's different. So I'm just finding out, asking questions, and then just encouraging and trying mm-hmm. to be led of the Lord that way. But also, if they're married, and many, you know, have been and are married, then I'm going, you know, talking about just asking questions and encouraging that relationship. Because I said earlier, right, that, like, I don't know, my inspiration, how do I keep going? Yes, out of intimacy with Jesus, out of intimacy and covenant with my wife, overflow, I just can't speak enough to that. And there's such a variety of situations and people and diversity. So I take it one person at a time, mm-hmm. question, and then just mm-hmm. see where they're at, and then just encourage and try to equip and mm-hmm. and you know, if I hear anything that's what mm-hmm. I think is a little off, I'm saying no, you know. So just be guiding those two covenants.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. It reminds me of now, my goodness, over 30 years ago, Roland and I went to a conference out at Turtle Bay, and the speaker would just throw out one-liners. Mm-hmm. And he threw out, there's no such thing as a problem with yourself and anyone else. The problem's between you and God. And I just bristled. I didn't like that at all. Mm-hmm. And boy, have I come full circle on the reality of that. And that's what you're saying. First of all, let's be sure that the relationship, the intimacy, mm-hmm. the commitment,
right.
And the dependence
right.
on the Lord
right.
is where it needs
That's
to be.
Good. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes, yeah. definitely. And with that, again, this is, I mean, there's so much to that. But as a pastor, mm-hmm. as a spiritual influencer and teacher, what's huge is our theological sort of framework, what we believe about God and His Word. Mm-hmm. And again, that's another, you know, sort of
four
story
interviews, and, or would we want to do five on
that? Well, I mean, again, and you know, with numerous pastors and Scott, everyone has a little different take mm-hmm. and background and experience, mm-hmm. but you know, continuing to be assertive and confident enough to know what you believe, mm-hmm. but oh, I'm telling you, there's a lack, a deeper lack of humility to be taught mm-hmm. among spiritual mm-hmm. leaders, mm-hmm. especially yeah. if, yeah. I mean, and even the younger one, mm-hmm. even the younger, those mm-hmm. entering, you know, your yeah. question is those entering, but it's that simple mm-hmm. sort of adage, you mm-hmm. know, to continue to be a learner. Pastor Wayne's always encouraged that. Mm-hmm. Be a learner, be mm-hmm. teachable, be correctable. Mm-hmm. Huge, huge, mm-hmm. huge.
Mm-hmm. When, I look at the churches in Hawaii, and I, of course, I'm not familiar with all of them, but I have been able to work with several. And what I have noticed across the board is that the church persona reflects mm-hmm. the persona of the senior pastor. Mm-hmm. No matter what church I go to, I can tell the character of the senior pastor when I see the work, the character of the church. Mm. And what character does New Hope Manoa have? What would you describe your church?
Oh boy, what I do see, and what I do want to embody and emulate, and what I'm seeing, if there's any reflection from me that I want from the Lord to the people, it's to be what I've discovered, what Manoa means, vast, deep, strong. That's what I found out Manoa means.
Good.
And so I'm sharing with the people in variety of ways, but that's not a program. That's not a byline. That's not just a vision statement. But we want to be vast and deep and strong mm. in our relationship with the Lord and His Word, mm. right, by the Spirit of God in prayer. So it's prayer, the Word, fellowship, and being Manoa, people of God, mm. in that way mm. and with one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. by this all will know.
All will know.
By the Manoa love of God, so, right? That vast,
may I
deep
add, strength. What emulates is Ohana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From New Hope Manoa, Ohana.
Yeah, that's
it's beautiful. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so again, I feel bad I didn't say that first, but I guess
it's not a
first or last, but it's true. Is. That's been... It's where the family of God, where the body of Christ. We're not an institution, organization, corporate business. This, mm-hmm. You know, it's like, and I don't want to go there in the church side, because I think some of the world sees the church mm-hmm. as that because mm-hmm. of how some operate and this mm-hmm. and that. But you're yeah. absolutely right.
But
that's
the Ohana is
Ohana.
What's going to reach the Manoa.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Before we finish, because sadly we are almost out of time.
Did I talk too much?
Not at all.
You guys are great.
We need six more sessions. Oh. But I would really love to ask you to pray, mm-hmm. and especially for our ministry leaders. Mm-hmm. Some are in a season of struggle and decrease mm-hmm. or dryness. Mm-hmm. Some are enjoy the fruit of their labor. Mm-hmm. But would you lead us and our listeners in prayer?
Yeah. Thank mm-hmm. you. Thank you. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Jesus. And mm-hmm. Jesus, thanks for your sacrifice, your obedience, your love for the Father, and your love for the world that you co-created. And, mm-hmm. and Spirit of God, thank you for being present in us. And Lord, I just specifically pray for what Lani has mentioned, Lord, for those listening that that may be broken, that's going through desert seasons. They may be so dry, there's hopelessness. There's just discouragement. There's been hurt because within the church, well, we're Christians or so whatever that might be. But I pray for that one listening who's just wanted to serve, just wanted to give, and then all of a sudden something happened or there's a drifting. And I just ask by the Spirit of the living God, would you refresh and restore? Spirit of God, that's you. Please do your bidding and your ministry with that one heart, that my one brother, sister who's listening, thank you. Thank you for your restoring, redemptive work within their heart. Mm-hmm. Lord, as we all desire this heart of repentance, Lord, we give you this hurt. We give you this season. We want to trust in you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love you that way, and not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, what you're doing, your person, your character. We glorify you and thank you for healing. Thank you for restoring. And thank you for a new season. Mm-hmm. Lord, we look to you. You're the author, the finisher. You're the hope. You're our anchor. Mm-hmm. And we thank you in the name of our Father, Jesus, and the awesome Spirit of God, we say. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Oh, amen.
Thank you so much, yes, Pastor Rod. It's been wonderful to have you.
Thank you.
Inspiring words from Pastor Rod Shimabukuro. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, it's the perfect time to open your heart to him. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com and click on Get to Know Jesus. Galatians 6:9 encourages us, let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. It is always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Pastor Rod Shimabukuro. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Antai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata. I'm Lani Ka'a, here sitting in for Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.